Another kinyan I tell you, the 40th kinyan I tell you, is Mamidoi ala Sholoi. It says in Gemara Kedushin, Amar Chiba Abba, even a father and his son, or a Rebbe and his son that are learning the Torah, the beginning, they are Oyavim. They're like people that are fighting against one another. In his dozen Ishamach and Atta Oyavim, there's Shenema, Es Bohei Vesufa. I think Vesufa is the Soifa. It starts off with Machlekes and ends up with Shalim. They say that Echetko Ravamsky was accompanied by some professor into the yeshiva called Torah, and it was very noisy. That's the way this measure is supposed to be. So the professor was taken aback. He said, by us in the library, you can hear a pin drop. It's so quiet. So Echetko Ravamsky told him, if you would have a store of jewelry, and a guy would come into your store and try to take out steal jewelry, would you also let a pin drop, or you start screaming and shouting at the guy to get him out of your store? I said, yeah, Nachan Ali, and all the Shabbos to get rid of him. So he said, you have to understand, by us, the Torah is life. And to get the right shot in the Gemara is life, and to get the wrong shot in the Gemara, Chas V'Shalom the other way around. If I say a shot in the Gemara and someone, my Chavrusa, says it's wrong, so he's taking away the most valuable thing from me. I have to fight for my life. But I am honest. I want the truth. So right now I think I'm saying the truth. But after we fight it out and it ends up that he's right, then I love him because he took me away from mistakenly thinking that I have life to think of it was not a life, and he gave me the truth. That's what Leva Torah is all about. Something we take seriously because we want to know the Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem wants us to put our efforts into it. And if we take in such a fashion, then the Sefer Shel Davar brings us to Sholem. Because the Sholem of Klal Yisrael is that we're all one unit of Bonim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, united through the Torah. The more we realize this concept, the more we put our kechas into the Limud HaTorah, use it properly. We'll also appreciate each other much more, because it's just a guy sitting next to me and we read the text together. So, he's keeping me from falling asleep. But if it's somebody that we're really interacting in, we're entitled in the beginning to disagree. So we realize that we're using each other to help ourselves get to the truth, and that brings a deeper shalom between us, deeper appreciation of one another.